Landrew Fowler is a former investigative journalist with the ABC and the author of several books on journalism, including Shooting the Messenger, Criminalising Journalism. He says this week's events highlight the urgent need for the National Broadcasters Board to be appointed independently of government. He spoke to me this morning from Paris before the chairman's announcement. If this email is legitimate and the chairman of the ABC board instructed the managing director to sack a senior journalist because the government hated her, and the claims of the chairman also calling for the MD to sack another senior journalist are correct, do you think that chairman, Justin Milne, can justify remaining in his position?
Well, I think, Eleanor, that's a very difficult position for him to be in if, as you say, all those things are right and the email is correct, because it shows that the government has been leaning on and the chairman has been lent on and has then lent on the MD to fire a journalist, which goes to the heart, I think, of the ABC's independence.
Mr Milne says he was not acting on the government's orders in either case, but was motivated by securing the ABC's long-term viability. And two board members who've worked with him, including Ziggy Switkowski, who says the chair needs to ask hard questions of managing directors, are backing him. Isn't that what we do want in a chair of the public broadcaster?
Yeah, I think you do, but I think the problem you have actually is that with triennial funding coming up, it looks as though the chairman is getting very wobbly and trying to appease the government ahead of getting his hands on the money. It's not so much whether or not he was lent on by the government, because governments are always leaning on the board and leaning on whoever they can find inside the ABC to lean on. That's what they do all the time. And it's the job of executives to lean back the other way and not to do their bidding. So a chairman should not be instructing the MD to fire a reporter on the eve of a funding issue, which is very central to the ABC's survival.
So what do you think actions like this from a chairman do to the National Broadcaster's independence?
They just sully it some more. I mean, there's a great history here going back to Jonathan Shire admitting that when he was appointed, part of his game plan was to fire, for example, Kerry O'Brien, because he was somebody who stood up to successive governments, and in this case, a Liberal government. So there's a long history of governments threatening and leaning on people and trying to push their agenda. The chairman and the MD should stand up against those pressures and, in fact, should speak publicly if they are called upon to put pressure on the journalists. What's interesting is that here's someone, Michelle Guthrie, who was thought of as being a weak person, and I think probably was weak in the beginning and didn't stand up for the ABC, and yet we now know, if this email is correct, that she actually did stand up. She stood up for the highest principles of the ABC's independence.
So do you think the ABC is under any more political pressure than previously?
I think the ABC is under political pressure all the time, and I think the problem is the ABC has less and less money and less resources to do more and more, and mistakes are made.
And do you think we're seeing a difference in the way the board is now responding to that pressure?
It's the first time, as far as I understand, that there's been a clear written directive from the chairman to the MD to fire a reporter. And it's that kind of evidence that is really crucial in understanding how political pressure and patronage impinges upon the independence of the ABC. It really is the smoking gun.
There are indications that the rest of the board saw the email calling for the sacking of a journalist before deciding to sack Michelle Guthrie. If that's the case, and that didn't ring alarm bells about political interference for any of them, is the entire board compromised?
Well, I don't think they understand really what political compromising is. I mean, anybody that would write that kind of stuff, I mean, this is this kind of naivety. It's like it's not really political interference. It's just the way business works. And these people may well come from business and be very successful, but that's not the way the ABC is structured to work, and neither should it be that way. I think the problem with the board is that they're all political appointments. Kevin Rudd in 2008 introduced a system which would have a cutout to prevent ministers from directly appointing board members. And that was implemented. Alan Fells, my recollection is, and David Gonski were part of a committee that made appointments, actually made recommendations to the head of the public service, the theory was, and then they would then be passed on to the minister, who would then rubber stamp them, and then they would be appointed to the board. Now, it wasn't perfect, but it put at arm's length the political involvement of the government directing who would actually sit on the board. Now, what happened to that is, of course, that the whole thing fell in the heat because Tony Abbott just overrode that program introduced by Rudd and appointed Neil Brown, who was a deputy Liberal Party leader, and also Janet Albrightson from The Australian to sit on the board. Now, Abbott was rolled, and in came Turnbull, and Turnbull wiped those two and appointed two other people. But there is a process that you could have, which is used, I think, in Canada and the UK, which would actually get away from this politicisation of the board. It's a really important thing that the board is seen to be not a political appointed organisation because of the sensitivity of its power and its relationship with the journalists working in the business of holding governments to account. So in that email, and if those people did see the email and if they all were cognizant of it, it shows that they are really unfit, I think, as a board to sit. We just need a hard-edged, clean, clear, independent ABC to tell the Australian people the truth, and we need an independent board.
That's former ABC investigative journalist and author Andrew Fowler.